Israel's ambassador to the United Nations has admitted that Tel Aviv has clandestine relations with a number of Arab countries. Danny Danon says that Israel has ties with a dozen Arab and Muslim countries, despite the refusal to publicly recognize the regime. Danon has also said that the Arab countries with which Tel Aviv has established ties understand the necessity of relations and cooperation with Israel. The revelations come as reports say that Saudi Arabia has formed an alliance with Israel. This, Riyadh and Tel Aviv say, is aimed at rolling back Iran's growing influence in the Middle East. Last week, a Lebanese newspaper published a leaked letter from the Saudi foreign minister to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that puts forth a plan to normalize ties with Israel. Riyadh later rejected the report. Political commentator Riaz Karim believes that Israel and Saudi Arabia established ties quite a long time ago and that their bilateral relations are an open secret.
When you're talking about Saudi Arabia has had ties with Israel for a very long time. It's not a secret. You know, in the central command room where they're picking up targets in Yemen, Israelis are present in there along with the British and the Americans. They are picking out targets for Saudi Arabia. So for somebody to come and tell me that they do not have any ties with Israel, that is a complete and blatant lie. When Israel bombed the Gaza Strip into oblivion, the first country to come out and say that we're going to put so many billion dollars into Gaza was Saudi Arabia.